Hi, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 306. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
Here we are.
Oh boy. It's been a week. And it's been 4 days and it feels like 100. And I feel like I start off every episode like the last
it's been 2 days.
4 months like that. Today's Tuesday. Friday, yeah, Saturday, Sunday.
We recorded Saturday.
Oh, we did.
Huh? Here we are again.
Well, I meant, you know, like as a total the last few days. Just felt like forever. All the shit. When you have a sick kid, that shit sucks. A needy sick child, it sucks really bad. But here we are.
So Father's Day came and went. We got to celebrate with Mark and went bowling. And that was hella fun. All the girls actually bowled this time, which they never do. And then Pease and her dad came. Pease got to bowl a little bit. That was fun. We hope everybody had a good Father's Day. And if you're a part of the Dead Dad Club, sorry. Hope you had a good day to relax and whatnot.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there.
Yeah. It always makes me happy when that day comes around because I know so many amazing fucking dads and they deserve to be celebrated, you know? I don't subscribe to that. Well, I'm the mom and the dad and all that shit. Some baby mamas and like to do that. But even if the dad isn't around, like, or with you, I don't know. If they deserve it, they deserve their own day. I hate to see the bitter shit.
Yeah.
Like, focus on the good, not the bad, you know?
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
And Will and I were laughing because, we were making jokes. If dad was alive, he never wanted to spend time with us. He never wanted to hang out. It was always, no, I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
I just want to lay down. 37 calls later, are you still bringing me my cigarettes for Father's Day? Are you still bringing me my cigarettes for Father's Day?
Yeah. What did Will do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think maybe Lisette and the kids took him to dinner.
Mm.
I think that's what they did. I don't even know where they ate. Because I invited him to go bowling.
Yeah.
I sent him a text, of course, last minute. But he said they were going to eat.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little weekend.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
It was a nice little bright, much needed little bright spot for sure. Except that fucking food was not good. But the company
at the bowling alley?
Yeah, it was fucking horrible.
Oh.
And I usually really like the bowling alley food. They used to have like fried pickles and shit that were really good.
What did you get? You got fried cauliflower?
Yeah, I got like a buffalo fried cauliflower.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be really good.
Mm-mm. Maybe not at a bowling alley.
Mm-mm. And the texture was so weird. Like when you pulled it, it wasn't like, you bit it and it was cauliflower texture inside. It was like a, you know, like a sea sponge. Do you know what a sea sponge looks like? Those sponges that got like them big holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you pull it, it's like, they're like brown and it stretch. That's exactly what it looked like.
Mm.
And the flavor was really fucking. Then I ordered a burger.
Yeah. And how was that?
Burnt, but not like good burnt, like pithy burn, like just,
well, that sucks.
Yeah,
my food was good. You started to get what I had. I don't know why you didn't just do that.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I should have just done that.
Bowling alley food,
your little pizza looked so good.
Yeah, it was good.
But then I saw the burger with like mayonnaise pouring out the side, and you know, I get horny for mayonnaise.
Your white fucking genes got excited.
The white ancestors in my blood from caveman days.
And you changed your meal plan based off that.
And gross. I shouldn't have. I should have just asked for a cup of mayonnaise and the pizza. Fuck.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, no go. No go.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the world right now. I've been keeping up to date with, you know, Israel and fucking Iran and everybody else and them releasing statements. And I saw today China basically said the world can live without America, and then proceeded to name a bunch of other empires that have fallen and with dates and, you know, and was like, life will go on without America. Like, please don't think for 1 minute that, you know, the world will crumble without you.
Most empires last roughly, give or take, 200 years. We're there.
We're due. Yeah.
The problem, why I told you the other day, is that the days of everybody looking at America as the rest of the world anyways, looking at America as like this wonderful place, this great savior country, like those days are long gone because we've done so much shady shit. And before anybody says, well, then why does everybody want to come here? Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
They can still have a little bit better life here than where they're fleeing from, right? And we can still be evil guilty motherfuckers.
Of destroying, overthrowing. Other places. A lot of people come here because the U.S. fucked off their homeland. So, like, why you know, you, hello.
For, why do you think there are so many fucking immigrants, specifically Latin American? If you are... If you look up how many governments and elections we've overthrown and interfered with, it's hella. It's not like two.
Yeah. Yeah. You That's know? Usually the case.
For so sure.
We always have our hand in the fall of somewhere else. So,
and I,
how dare you think that we don't have a responsibility to then take care of the people that.
It's like me come lighting in. Your house on fire.
Yeah.
You asking or you coming to stay the night at my house and me going, fuck you. You can't fucking stay at my house.
Right.
Even though I destroyed your shit.
Exactly.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's really shitty. I think.
And it's with everyone. It's with Southeast Asian countries. Yep. It's with Latin countries. It's with fucking. It's with everybody. So. Yeah. But I seen. Putin had fucking said...
Did he make a statement yet?
There was a statement that Iran has the right to defend itself. There's like little statements that are kind of like, hey...
You know, Brits, you know, like...
Like, you're teetering on fucking dangerous territory.
Especially because... It's just, if you're old enough to remember weapons of mass destruction in Iraq... It feels very...
It was all a scam.
It feels very reminiscent of that. Mm-hmm. It feels, oh, we don't want Iran to fucking make nuclear weapons, right? What happened? Went in, invaded, war. Iraq didn't have shit, right? So now it's like 2.0 here, and we know that that's not the reason. Like,
right.
Nobody's it's dumb anymore.
Because why can Israel have them, but Iran can't? Like, stop. Who the fuck are you to say? You know what I mean? Like, no.
And I think...
If they can have them, anybody. I should have them. If they can have them.
We all should. Like, the baby should have one.
Exactly.
Santana
If they can
one.
Have them, anybody. The cats can fucking have them, if that's the case. Because they should not be trusted with anything.
And after, I think, what really, like, sealed the deal... Besides all the other shit, but I think the last 2 years, a lot of these countries feel some kind of way. But I think so many are biting their tongues because nuclear war is a fucking possibility. Yeah. I would pray that it's not, but I don't put anything past fucking old greedy bastards and their egos.
Right.
And,
Iran released a statement that tonight, I don't know what time it is now, but tonight,
let's see,
they will do something that will be talked about in history books for centuries.
Fuck me. Let's see.
So to say that is very
terrifying,
concerning. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I hope they're going after them, but we need humbled also. So it's like, I don't know. I don't want to see it happen. I don't want us to be fucked up, but we deserve it as a country. So if it happens, you know, I won't be shocked.
Yeah, it's 5:30 in Israel right now. It's 6 a.m.
in Iran.
Great. Well, maybe they...
We'll see.
It's a little terrifying.
Yeah.
I just think that we need to just stop playing Big Bad Invader. We need to stop playing fucking...
Creating conflicts everywhere. Domination. And then thinking that it's all racist. It's all, that's the thing. It's all
white power.
Yeah, it's all fucking racist. That's the same reason that, you know, no white immigrants are being detained. It's the same reason that, like, it all goes back to the same plan.
So you want to hear some fucking statistics on that?
Mm-hmm.
Snapshot of 2025 fucking ICE raids, right? So we have a total of roughly 10 to 10.5 million undocumented immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And that is every ethnicity, right?
Mm-hmm.
According to Reuters, as I think that's how you say it, as of May, the end of May 2025, ICE raids have captured 200 to 220,000 of those undocumented immigrants. Now, out of that 220,000, okay? Out of 220,000 that have all been captured, right, and deported, 99.6% have been brown-skinned undocumented immigrants.
Of course.
0.04 white European immigrants. And then despite making up 5% of the undocumented population as a whole, which is roughly 1.7 million, only 0.05 of those have been, and I don't say only like, oh no, right, Asian descent, meaning India, Pakistan, China, you know. Then, this is really not fucking funny. Numbers have remained relatively stable over the last 10 years. Despite increased political rhetoric, there's been no major surge in long-term undocumented immigration. Mm-hmm. So it's basically been like this and not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that really made me mad when I was reading those.
Yeah.
I've been really wondering, you know, statistics regarding how many people they've disrupted and destroyed and mm-hmm. harmed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a lot.
It's gross and it's unfortunate and shit needs to change. I don't know. I'm so ready to fucking move. So ready to leave this country. Like, honestly, if it wasn't for this show and, like,
yep.
my internet, you know, that needs to be really good if I move overseas somewhere. Like, that's my only thing keeping me here is the
show. I know.
Like, I will fucking leave. Like,
yeah.
I want to bad. It's starting to feel like a hostage situation. Like,
it feels really scary all the time.
Yeah.
It does. Like, you got to sit down and have talks with the kids and shit. Like, tell them, A, you know, X, Y, Z might happen or this happened, you know. Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I really hate it. So I have a little bit of a fucking situation that's on very on brand with the flow of life. I let everyone on Patreon know Saturday. I'm going to do this without crying like a big girl right now. I got a call Friday afternoon and Uncle Jimmy died. They believe it was a heart attack. I was told today. Cardiac arrest. So when I got the call Friday, I flew out to Santa Rosa and I needed to go to where he had been staying, the shelter, so I can get his belongings. And then I needed to go over to the hospital where he passed away at so that I could get his belongings, the little bit he had. And when I went there, I had a shitty interaction with the security guard at the front desk. He was in a bad mood, real asshole. They claimed they couldn't find his belongings. He was trying to tell me to call a number. Anyways, I got to speak to the house supervisor. And the house supervisor came over. She was very nice. She actually had his belongings. And then she proceeded to tell me that there's a state law in California where if you're admitted to the hospital and you die within 24 hours, it's an automatic autopsy. I don't fucking know. So I'm like, okay.
And I listened to you explain that on Patreon, and it didn't click that that didn't happen to my father-in-law, who was not at the hospital for 24 hours, was admitted.
And he didn't have one, right?
No. So it didn't even click until like yesterday or something. I was thinking like, wait a minute. And then you told me today.
Yeah, I had never heard that. But again, like okay.
We talked about it and we were like, oh, like, so that disqualified, you know, that caused a bunch of
strife,
like bumps in the plan.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, he's at the coroner. So apparently he had died Wednesday night. I was notified Friday afternoon. Mind you, I'm very distraught. I'm really upset. I'm fucking heartbroken. I've just been crying on and off since. I forgot. I don't know how I forgot, but when my dad was in prison, Uncle Jimmy used to take us to monster trucks and wrestling.
Really?
And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Will reminded me, and I was like, oh my God, you're right.
Huh.
And you know, he wasn't a kid, huge kid person. He never liked kids like that, but he like did these little bits that he could, you know, in small doses tolerate us, you know?
Yeah.
But so I'm distraught talking to that house supervisor, and she tells me he's at the coroner, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go to the coroner. And she was like, you can't go. I'm going to write down the number for you. She went, wrote me down the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I called as soon as we left the hospital. No answer. I'm lying. Yes, they did answer. They took a fucking message. And then I called again Saturday. No one had called me back. I tried again Sunday. Nobody called me back. I'm like, why are they trying to steal Uncle Jimmy? So why do they want him? And so yesterday, nothing. Well, today I get this call, and it's from a woman that works, I forget her title, but it's for the county, right? Like mm-hmm. helping out with contacting family of that need to make arrangements, some shit. I'll find her title and let you guys know. But we're talking, and, you know, she's asking me if I'm next kin. I'm like, yes. She's like, are you going to be making arrangements? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I've been trying to call, get a hold of the coroner, but nobody's getting back to me. And she goes, that figures. Like, that sounds about right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I call. She gives me a number to call regarding other shit, right? So I call it. It's a county number, and the guy gets on the phone. He's talking to me, and he goes, mind you, at this point, he's at the coroner. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I tell him my situation. He's like, let me take, this is Crystal, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, let me take down your number. I need to find out why the hospital is telling you lies. And I said, what? And he goes, just like that. He goes, I said, what? And he goes, yeah, he's not at the corner. And I'm like, what? Back up a minute. Before that, I had actually finally got a hold of another coroner's office in the county. And they had told me they had no record of him. So when I called that dude, he was very perplexed. He was like, let me call over to the hospital and find out why you were given the wrong information. Long story short, Uncle Jimmy been at that hospital since he died. Mind you, I spent all my whole day Saturday calling every fucking...
Are they not open on the weekends?
Who?
The coroner.
I would think so.
I mean, like, it's a clerk, like to deal... I mean, of course, probably to pick people up, but, like, the office part of it?
I don't know. I don't know. I would assume because it's, like,
where time sensitive.
And he's connected... And the office is, like at the sheriff's building. So I would assume, but I don't know 100%. But... I spent my, Uncle Jimmy wanted his body donated to science. And I spent the whole day calling every company I could find. And there are some companies where you have to prearrange it. Like they won't take a surprise body. However, the companies that would not, because I'm thinking he's at the coroner getting this mandatory bylaw autopsy.
Yeah.
And Nope. He'd been at the hospital. Morgue.
I feel like this hospital is like hella irresponsible about multiple things to do with, you know, this patient passing. Like absolutely. Property, fucking where he is, like all of that. I told you, like, if the coroner don't have him, he's at the hospital. Like, you didn't sign any paperwork right. releasing him to a funeral home, so right. no one else could get him.
Right.
You should have known, like, whoever told you that information and, like, wrote the note, the house supervisor, whatever, the house mom, like, they should be in trouble.
Oh, I remember her name, what she looked like, everything. I gave it to the, you know, the woman I had the call with. And I was like, this is the time I was there. Like, you can go back and review footage. You'll see her write me down the info after giving it to me.
Yeah, like, you know, they dropped the ball.
You know, and I think maybe if I would have been able to talk to somebody at the coroner's, you know, someone would call me back or...
Yeah. I mean, it's really on the hospital. Like, y'all for fucked sure. up badly. And
for sure on the hospital.
Yeah. So now, you know, the plans that you wanted for him can't happen because of the delays that they caused. Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks. I hope you work that out.
Yeah. Yeah. After, you know, giving her a rundown, she's supposed to call me back. Obviously not tonight, but I'll talk to her tomorrow. And I am going to mention, what are you guys able to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they should be responsible. It's a huge, like,
life-altering misinformation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So instead of donating a body, you know?
So now, okay, yeah. So because he didn't get the autopsy, so of course my first question was, okay, so does he qualify then to be donated? No, because now it's past the threshold that they require to get the body. So either way, they fucked it up.
Bad.
Both ways, like because of the autopsy he was supposed to get and now because of the delays they caused. So, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's like a 48, 60-hour window max, you know, for them to grab it. I don't know if...
So let your loved ones know if that is a plan for you or anyone else. Like, there's a really small window of time where they have to be notified and come get it, like, almost immediately.
Yeah. And there's quite a few companies where you have to, like, pre-register, make pre-arrangements. I don't know if you remember, but when Nona died, you know, she was pre-registered.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, what was the process with that? You had already ahead of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That crazy broad had two arrangements. So she had paid for a cremation through the Neptune Society many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then she changed her mind and was like, nah, I'm donating my body to science, like, grandpa.
Yeah.
And well, I don't remember what company it was, but dude, we called them. The motherfuckers were pulling her out of here within an hour. Like, wow. It was very fucking fast.
Yeah.
Very fast. But yeah. So after you donate your body to wherever, a lot of the UCs, the medical schools, are looking for cadavers for, you know, teachings. There are a few companies that do medical research. And then there's some, like, skin banks where they just want the skin, you know, and you'll donate tissue, skin. Yeah. But when they're done, they take what's left over and then they cremate it for free for you. And then they put it wherever you like. If you want it back and, you know, whatever, sprinkle it, they will. Yeah. Which I thought that's cool.
Yeah.
It's just a wrist. Either way, that's definitely what I want to do. So I feel like I need to. I probably should pick out somewhere.
And register.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's just no headache when it's time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Speaking of passing away and whatnot, Adriana Smith, remember you talked about her before, that was forced onto, like, life support. Yeah. Her baby delivered. They delivered. It's a boy. His name's Chance.
How far along his gestational
age? I don't know. I just know he delivered, like, yesterday or something. And he's in the NICU, but they said that he's expected to survive and be perfectly fine. And I watched an interview with her mother, and her mother is like, you know, of course, happy he's here and everything, but is still upset with the way they handled everything. If you don't remember, she mentioned this woman in Georgia some episodes back that had blood clots in her brain. And they couldn't remove them. She ended up brain dead, and they kept her because of the new laws against terminating a fetus.
She was literally like 7 to 9 weeks pregnant
when she died. Yeah,
and they were like, "No, you're staying alive and growing that baby."
Yeah,
human incubator.
You're a human incubator. So the baby's here. He's like 1 pound, 13 ounces. But
wow,
they expect him to, you know, be perfectly fine. And they're going to take her off like this week. So the family is like,
I mean, not like, you know, that, but
yeah, let her rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, the closing to a really sad story.
Holy shit, I wonder, well, if he's 1 pound, obviously, very early.
Yeah.
I wonder, did her body spontaneously?
What I saw didn't say anything about that. They just said he's here. He delivered, yeah.
I think that's pretty, no, fuck all that.
I'm sure he'll be really grateful. I'm sure he'll be really grateful and, you know, and his family, I'm sure, is grateful that he's here and everything. It's just so sad, and the fact that you're being forced, and, you know,
you don't get a choice.
No. And she, the mother, was a nurse, and her mother was saying, like, I know my daughter, and I know that if she could, like, she would speak up and want to have a choice about her body and not be forced into this. So even though there's a happy side to it, it's like fucked up not having control over decision making about your own body. Like,
yeah. I can't imagine watching one of the girls knowing my baby is dead.
Like, yeah.
My baby that I fucking raised.
Mm-hmm. But we're deciding we're not letting her rest.
I don't even get a fucking it's my baby.
Yeah. No, we're growing that baby, and your daughter can rest after.
Oh, now I'm getting fucking killed by the cops because fucking I'm going to destroy everything in this fucking hospital. Like, I can't, like, that's horrific. That, her mother, to me, showed so much grace and self-control and patience and,
Yeah.
Because how fucking hard, like, God damn. I'm that's
but it's like, sweet. What can you do, you know? Like, yeah. She didn't have a choice. Like, what else? Go to jail? Yeah. Like, and then the baby don't have nobody, like, or, you know, less family members. Like, that's it's fucked up.
Yeah. It's gross. The government's like, no, this is my fucking baby, my body. We're growing it. That's gross.
It is.
And that's gross at all of you that fucking think that shit's cool. It's so crazy to me.
Yeah, I can't understand the logic of pro-life people and people that voted for this type of shit and think it's okay and think this is like, what? I don't know. You don't even take care of the kids that are here. You want to take away from the kids that are already here. You want to take away food stamps. I just read that like 3 states already passed to ban junk food from food stamps. Okay.
How dare you?
So I get like what they're saying, like they want help people to buy healthier shit, whatever. So you just decide now that any kids that receive SNAP benefits don't deserve to have like soda, even diet soda, candy, and something else, which is like what you think of with kids, you know, like. Why would you take that away from kids that might have drug addict parents that don't give a fuck if they eat or not? You know what I'm saying? Like when you have this argument that you want to take away SNAP benefits or whatever, think about people that are on drugs that are not going to buy their kids food if they don't have SNAP benefits. You know, like people are not thinking about the kids, and that's fucking disgusting.
And it's like, fuck you. Fuck you. Telling me what I can and can't buy with the measly fucking amount. Because let me tell you, Carolyn gets fucking food stamps, food dollars, the food card. Listen.
Yeah. There's already limitations. Anything. And there's already limitations on what you can get. You can't get anything hot prepared. You can't get...
Which is crazy.
Any like... What else was it?
You can get an energy drink, but not a fucking rotisserie chicken. And you got nerve to be like, we don't want people getting fucking sodas and candy. Fuck y'all. What it really boils down to is they're like, if we can prevent these poors from fucking buying junk food, then maybe we won't have to fucking pay for their dental. Then we won't have to cover their diabetes insulin. Like
as if they do already. Like,
fucking
please.
Fuck you
please
guys.
Please fuck off. Yeah.
It's really... It's really gross. Shitty. And listen, when you're poor, if you've never been poor, then you're not going to understand. But when you're fucking poor, dude, I can remember getting 5-cent Jolly Ranchers and being hella fucking excited.
Yeah. Don't take shit away further from kids. And it's like when I read about like lunch programs, like school lunch programs that they're like petitioning to get taken away from fucking low income families. Like the fact that everybody, we never had that problem here. I feel like you just sign a form and you get free lunch here. Luckily, we live in a state that always looked out for kids. But other kids like have debt accumulated, like they owe it's money. Crazy. So sometimes I would read about celebrities that would go to like schools in neighborhoods where they grew up and pay off lunch debt for kids. Why is that a thing? Why is that a fucking thing?
Why are we even charging them?
To begin with.
That's wild.
To fucking begin with. Yeah, it's disgusting. So like I'm saying, the kids here are treated so badly already. The care that's provided for poor kids already is so low. Why make it lower or take it away? Like,
they're like, you guys don't deserve a fucking treat.
No.
You're poor. Your parents are poor.
Yeah, you don't get no candy, soda, none of that.
Oh my.
No. And if they have it their way, you won't get food either. Any kind of fucking food.
You already can't eat no fucking burrito. You can't get no warmed up shit.
No.
Like, oh my God. The rage
I feel. The state of this country right now is like, and we were always taught like Russia and China and all these other countries are the
commies.
They're
terrible.
The bad guys. They're awful. They're terrible how they treat their people. And now people are waking up. I
China
saw a
seems
lot
to be
of interviews
treating their fucking people. I'm not saying it's perfect, but shit, that shit's pretty decent.
I saw a lot of interviews of a lot of MAGA, self-proclaimed MAGA people are waking up. And it made me happy. It's still
really?
Fuck them. Yeah, it's still fuck them. But a lot of them are like, we're waking up. in big numbers. We're waking up. And I think his bullshit birthday fucking parade showed that to be true.
That's what I want to do for my birthday in 2 months.
Is what? Have a military parade? We're going to have parade? A
squeaky tank parade.
You could hear the squeaks of the tank over the crowd. Like, there was no crowd whatsoever. That made me so happy. It was so depressing and empty and fucking sad. That's the kind of birthday he deserves. So
I wish it would have ran him over for his birthday.
Yeah, but it didn't look like January 6th. You know what I mean? I think they really are waking up, which is a sign of good news.
Yes.
Let's hope.
So funny how millions were spent on that stupid fucking parade. And you think kids shouldn't. People shouldn't on have Snap lunch. Shouldn't have fucking have
candy. Yeah.
Candy and soda. Mm-hmm. You could have fed every houseless person for 5 fucking months on that parade budget.
Yeah.
You weasel. God.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That parade was
it was what it should have been.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. It was so different from, like I said, what we saw with January 6th. Like, it wasn't that. So, yeah. Like, maybe his crowd and, you know, support is dwindling down, as it should.
Seriously, because what?
Who in their right mind is happy with what he's doing? Like, I don't understand.
It's crazy.
All these people, all these poor folks that thought he was gonna lower egg prices and grocery prices and put jobs in the community and all. Yeah, he ain't doing that.
None
like
of it.
Duh, we knew, but like,
right,
duh,
Mr.
bitch.
Mr. No war, I'm not ever getting us into a war. Oh really? Because it ain't even been 6 months, bro. That brings me joy. Especially brings me joy knowing that it doesn't bring me joy. Let me not say that, because it doesn't.
His birthday?
Well, yeah, his birthday brings me joy, but
it brings me joy. No. You can be diplomatic or whatever you want. It brings me, makes me fucking want to dance.
Yes. No, it makes me thrilled.
Yeah.
But him not following through with certain promises, like the no war and shit.
Yeah.
Where it does bring me joy is that the couple people I know, and because I'm nosy, that wore like Daddy's Home sweatshirts when he was elected and played Usher's song. Usher didn't want you to fucking do that with his song.
Yeah.
That's not for y'all. Daddy's Home. And it's your old politician. Ugh. So that's.
Yeah. I'm curious. Are they eating their words now, and do they feel stupid at all? I haven't checked because I just like blocked everybody that I saw that, you know, was rooting for him. So I don't know. But
no, I see a few doubling down. Like they call themselves churchgoers.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple I know.
In other piece of shit news, Doja Cat, who I was very fucking fond of for a long time, does not deserve to have any fans
at all.
What'd
she do now?
This fucking bitch, during Pride.
What?
She met up with on the street, met a fan. His name's Pablo. He mm-hmm. had on a shirt. I don't know if she knew it at the time, but it says, what does it say? Cute boys kiss boys. Let me not misspeak.
Oh, I love that.
His shirt, Hot Boys Kiss Boys. So he had on this little tank or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, I love your shirt. And he's like, oh my God, like, I love you. Like, I've been a fan for so long, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm going to give you one. Like, this is my shirt. Like, I'm releasing it. And she's like, I want one right now, right now. And so he's like, say less. Takes the shirt off, hands it to her. He's like, when Doja Cat wants your shirt, you give her your shirt.
How nice of him.
And she turns to him and he's like, I'll give you anything else you want. I'll give you any, like, name it. I'll give you anything. And she's smiling and huge cheesing smile, happy, whatever. She hugs him. He hugs her. This big, like, heartfelt embrace. She wraps her leg around him to hug him. He's like, what's your real name? My name's Pablo. Like, what's your real name? And she tells him him her real name, and he's like, oh my God, like, it's so nice to meet you. And they hold, like, they do a like cheek kiss, and then they hold hands, they jump up and down, squeal a little bit. Mm-hmm. So nice to meet you.
So it's so cute so far.
The whole video, so cute, loving, whatever. This fucking bitch who has a history of doing weird shit. Am I gonna get mad? This bitch goes on Twitter.
What?
And tears him up in some since deleted fucking posts.
You know, that bitch needs therapy. She does some real off shit.
She tweets complaining about him and is like, bottom line, I'll smile at you, but it doesn't mean I fuck with you. And don't touch me and manhandle me when you don't even fucking know me. If you know, you know. I honestly think I need to stand up for myself in the moment sometimes. And he didn't even know my fucking name. To be touching me and kissing me on my face like that is crazy. Then she does another tweet. I threw that musty ass shirt away, by the way. She, in the end of the video, she turns to him and says, you smell so good. So for her to fucking turn around, like, bitches like this are dangerous. Fucking dangerous. Oh. She's on camera in glee, like, fucking cheesing, the biggest smile, hugging him, embraces him, wraps her leg around his body, full on. I don't do that when I'm uncomfortable.
So she went a little overboard touching him, right?
She's...
He didn't
her to him. No, it was a mutual embrace.
Right.
You know, the kiss.
Because if I'm comfortable.
Kissing him all on my face, like, they literally did the little side cheek to cheek, like, kissed each other on the cheek. They're from France. They did one of those. For her to turn around and do this and then deleted them. But of course, they're all over at this point. Like, so he, you know, got notified and he, like, it was sad. Posted a video just like, I am so sorry. Like, I did not mean to make her uncomfortable in any way. I was such a big fan. Like, it was mutual.
I can't believe he's apologizing. Blah, blah, blah.
Apologizing, fucking, like, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did wrong. It made me so fucking sad to see. And, you know, me, I would have been like, fuck that bitch. Yeah, like, that bitch wrapped her motherfucking leg around me.
I don't,
like,
do blah, blah, blah. If I'm uncomfortable, that's not going to be my body language.
If someone is making me uncomfortable, I'm not squealing, taking their shirt off their body.
We're definitely not jumping. I don't jump.
I'm not wrapping my legs around you. I'm not doing anything that she did. So, like, there are people that are really violated and made to feel uncomfortable and awkward and you know, yep. You know, react different ways. But, like, this clearly wasn't that. So for her to do that, it made me think, like, bitch, did somebody get mad that you were with? Were you with a dude or something that got, like, this dude is gay, first of all. Like, he's not trying to sexually assault
you. Yes, why are
and he
you-
says that. He's like, I'm gay. Like, I wasn't trying to fucking be uncomfortable with her or, like, I would never, like... So what really happened? What really provoked you to fucking tweet that shit and go off
and
that way?
Totally.
Yeah.
Throw
Were
him
you
under
with somebody that got mad or something or jealous? Were you with a man that got jealous and so you had to do that and act like you weren't in the moment? Like, I don't know. But she deleted it and it's just fake as fuck. And I haven't seen no reaction from her since he posted his apology and shit.
Are people speaking up
for
him?
Oh, my God. People are furious. They're like, this bitch don't deserve fans. Good. Like, she's disgusting. How many times is she going to do weird, offensive fucking shit before people just don't fuck with her completely, because she has a history.
She's very self-sabotaging.
And she don't give a fuck. Like, she has a history of being very fucking problematic and and toxic to her fucking fan base. And it's like, I don't think
them are
at
the
this
people
point,
that made you.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, I think that you don't deserve any. If that's how you treat, if that's how you treat people. Yeah. And I, you know, I watched the video to see, well, was he doing too much? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, did he grab her and pull? No. I'll share the video if you guys haven't seen it. And let me know if she did, like, release any comment after his apology, like, explaining herself.
Yeah,
like, I was confused or I was in a bad mood or fucking anything.
In the YouTube comments.
Anything. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Why would you imagine, yeah, like, you idolize this but, person?
Like, watching it, I'm like, bitches, like, you are dangerous, yeah, bitch. Very. Because you switched up. You fucking switched
completely
up. Like, and you're calling it something that it's not. How many bitches do that? And then it's like, you're and then it becomes a problem for women that really do experience shit like that.
You're making it seem like it was very non-consensual.
Exactly. Exactly.
How dare you?
Yep.
That's fucked.
Because women who really do deal with that have a hard time and are like, you know, not believed, not supported. And then we have your motherfucking ass lying on camera. Like,
so I'm curious, did she make that tweet thinking there wasn't video evidence of what happened?
I don't know, because she knew they were recording. So I don't understand. Like, it was at nighttime. There's a flash. Like, he's talking to the camera as he's hugging her and shit. And he's telling the camera, when Doja Cat wants your shirt, you give her your shirt no matter what. And he's like, anything else you need, you name it. Like, I got you.
That just, is just really
being a,
weird.
Being a fan, like, wasn't crossing lines that weren't allowed. Like, she allowed all of that, welcomed it. It was mutual. What a piece of shit. And it's disappointing because I really liked her music and I was really somewhat of a fan for a long time.
It's very weird that there would be a video and you do that. Like, were you trying to create some controversy for yourself? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And why would you? I would never want to intentionally harm or hurt somebody. And that is fucked up on top of your point of her being dangerous. Very.
Yeah.
Especially with everything, the whole Diddy case and shit and victims not being believed and shit. Yeah. Right. And then we have this fucking dodo bird doing fucked up shit.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's really ugly.
It is. It's hella ugly. And I don't support women doing that. Like, you know, like being cool you change your mind and you want to fucking exaggerate some shit or like, no, like don't fucking do that, dude. Just don't do that.
That's mean. That was mean. That was really mean. And he gave her his fucking shirt.
Shirt off his back. I wonder if it's like a business thing. If it's like, oh, I didn't know he has a business. Like, I don't want to be seen as like promoting him for free. Or like, you know, maybe she didn't want the clip to be used for promo for that business.
Then say, uncompensated, hey,
or whatever.
Don't use this.
Yeah, yeah, right? Maybe like it was that made her change. But either way, you're coming with some dangerous accusations. Like,
yeah,
you could get somebody fucked up saying some shit like that. And then if there was no proof, like,
what did she said? Fucking. Yeah, no, she's some that there, any way you look at it, it's not
all okay. Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gross.
You want to hear something else gross?
Hmm.
Do you want to take a trip down memory lane real quick?
With what?
Wrestling.
What?
So I came across an article earlier. Don't ask me how I got to it. I was in one of my fucking special girl fucking internet holes. And, you know, as someone that watched wrestling, you did as well. There were a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go over a little list of characters.
Inappropriate characters.
Fucking, yeah. Oh my God.
I just blame drugs. There was so much drugs involved in wrestling, and I blame steroids. That for so
cocaine.
Many.
Cocaine.
Cocaine is what I'm talking about. Just, that's what I blame for the high level of, like, inappropriateness
that
went on.
Oh, it gets worse.
On. Yeah.
So Vince McMahon, mm-hmm. you know, the daddy of fucking WWE now, but
it was WWF. Yeah.
Okay. World Animal Federation or whatever, you know, sued them so they couldn't call themselves
World Wildlife.
There you go. I should know that. And I don't.
Right.
But so Vince McMahon has always been a top dog with that shit. So let's see how many you remember. Do you remember Kamala, the Ugandan headhunter?
No.
So I do. He was a black dude. He had white face paint. But let me tell you guys about his character. Portrayed as a savage tribesman who...
Did he have like a bone through his nose and shit? Yeah, I do remember him.
A spear?
Yeah.
Portrayed as a savage tribesman who grunted and was confused, often had to be controlled by handlers.
Because he was a beast. An untamed beast.
A Ugandan from a tribe. They...
Highly inappropriate.
Ridiculous. Disgusting. Oh, they just get so much fucking better. So, then we have Mr. Fuji.
I remember him.
A Japanese wrestler whose character was a thin stereotype who occasionally used slurs.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
Then we had Chief... Chief.
Mm-hmm.
J. Strongbow, an Italian American wrestler
who was dressed up as
who adopted Native American imagery, including a headdress, incorporated a going on the warpath element into his character.
A fucking Italian from Jersey dressed up in a war bonnet, a war bonnet.
Yep. And going on the warpath. Crazy. Here we go. Better. The Iron Sheik. Now, let me just say really quick before I read this. The Iron Sheik was Iranian.
And in real life? Because yes. I remember him also. And yes. I would hope it's not some white guy named Bob with a big-ass mustache on his face.
No.
Okay.
And he actually trained... I forget which year, but he trained the American wrestling team for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but the Iron Sheik often used derogatory language toward wrestlers of other backgrounds. He was also commonly paired with Nikolai Volkov. I don't know if you remember him, but mm-hmm. he was a Russian.
Mm-hmm.
At the height of the Cold War and heavily played into stereotypical depictions of Russians.
Great.
There was Saba Simba. Side note, I just found out today, I've been referring to this wrestler as Samba Simba my entire life.
And that wasn't his name at all.
Saba Simba.
Great.
Tony Atlas, a black wrestler, a stereotypical warrior from an African tribe. There's a lot of tribe
mm-hmm.
characters. Then we have Slick. Slick was the first African-American manager in the WWF history, sometimes described as a greasy con man.
Of course.
You know where. You imagine. Then.
When Vince McMahon was the real greasy fucking con man.
Dude. Like, just wait until okay. I get to but fucking Sapphire. But they put that Sapphire. Hat
on someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexicools. Bro.
They better have really been Mexican.
Eddie Guerrero
okay.
was a part of this trio, mm-hmm. and this was one of his ideas. Okay. Apparently, he was, like, part of it. But it's a group of three Mexican wrestlers portrayed as lazy and seen riding lawnmowers to the ring.
Shut the fuck up right now. Are you kidding me?
No.
They're like, I know how to get these white folks riled up.
They're going to love this.
They're going to fucking eat this up. We're going to show up drunk.
Get your rake.
We're going to talk like Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
They're going to eat it up.
Get your sombrero.
Get your rake, your sombrero, and a lawnmower. Oh, my fucking God.
Yep.
At least it wasn't white guys dressed up. Part of it is okay. Like,
one
yeah.
of them. I don't know the other two.
Oh, they weren't
two.
All three?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. It doesn't.
I don't know. I'll probably have to look into that. So this is probably one of the... they're all fucking pretty bad, but this one always bothered me. Even as a little girl, it bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Virgil, the Million mm-hmm. Dollar Man's
oh.
butler, but yeah. really the Million Dollar Man's fucking yeah. slave.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, but when the Million Dollar Man would get in the ring sometimes, Virgil would bend down and like shine his shoes and like
yeah.
wild shit. Side note.
I don't like that.
At all.
Yeah.
Gunner, a couple years ago, sent me Virgil's fucking profile to follow. He was unhinged the last few years of his life. It was fabulous.
Was Virgil the butler or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
And at one point, he even charged, like, Brooke Hogan, Hulk Hogan's daughter, wanted a photo with him. He made her pay for it.
Good.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Then we had this one. I wasn't watching wrestling at this time, but I asked Will about it, and he was like, the character didn't last very long because they couldn't find another thing for him to be angry and white about. So the character's name is Muhammad Hassan, an Italian-American wrestler.
Okay, you're already fucking up.
Playing an Arab-American character who repeatedly expressed anger about post 9/11 and 9/11 discrimination. Fucking weird. Like, fucking weird.
They're like, we know what the people want. We want to get these fucking white wrestlers hyped up. Yes. We know what kind of ignorance to bring, is what it sounds like.
So you're going to be an Arab American and you're going to just walk around angry because you keep getting discriminated
against. But you're really Italian.
Weird shit, dude. Then we have Asuka, who used an Asian mist move, which relied on the mystical stereotype of Asia. I'm not too familiar with that character. This one I am. Yokozuna. Do you remember Yokozuna? The sumo wrestler? Wrestler?
Yeah.
And he wore the traditional sumo.
Yeah.
Okay. Stereotypical sumo wrestler that loved rice. Bitch. Wait.
What are these?
It gets better.
What are these fucking characters that loved rice? Please go to hell. What the fuck? Okay.
I'm ruining our childhood.
What the fuck? Like, they're like, what are we going to feed these fucking white wrestling fans and they're going to love it? Like, that's...
We make this a main part of his character.
Yeah.
He loves
They're
going to
be like, duh. Like, of course he does. Fucking loves that shit. Oh my God.
So.
Americans are such a joke.
Girl, one of his fucking... His signature move was he would climb up on the second rope, not the top, right? But the second one.
Uh-huh.
And he would...
and shoot rice out of a fucking machine gun? What?
A straw.
A straw? Rice? A tribal bamboo straw. What would he fucking do? Tell me. I hate this. I hate this.
Stop making me laugh.
It's just ignorance.
It's fucking ignorant.
Yeah, they're like, we love it.
Whoever the writers were, you guys are roasting in hell, bro. And rightfully fucking so, because this shit is so fucking wild. So he would climb to the second rope.
Mm-hmm.
He would jump off. And remember, he had the, like, you know, the sumo briefs on, which was a thong. So, and he was a big dude.
Did he, like...
Mind you, he was not
I kind of remember Japanese. Something gross. Yeah.
He was not Japanese.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was a Samoan dude. Correct me in the YouTube comments if I'm wrong. I believe he was a Samoan dude. But he would climb on the top ropes, and he would jump off, and he would land his bare ass on their chest. But he would yell, bonsai.
This just gets worse and fucking worse. Oh, my God.
Let me just remind everybody... This wasn't 100 years ago. This was fucking,
80s, early 90s?
Like, yes.
This was not.
Hey, some of these are early 2000s. The lawnmower trio.
I remember the butt, and it'd be like a sweaty butt.
Made me so it would be gross. Out.
Yeah, I remember being gross.
And it would smack their bare chest.
Yes, yes. And get it all in their face. They'd be on the ropes. And I remember the butt stuff grossing me out.
Yep.
Bonsai, I forgot. I forgot.
Yeah. So Will reminded me of bonsai. We already went over disgusting Ted DiBiase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the tag team couple called the Orient Express?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, originally, it was Kato and Tanaka, and it consisted of Pat Tanaka, and it was managed by Mr. Fuji. Pat Tanaka is Hawaiian, born of Japanese descent, but Kato, the character of Kato, was originally one dude. He was replaced by a man named Paul Diamond, and who wore a mask to hide his ethnicity and used the name Kato.
Of course.
Crazy. Of course.
Hey, guys. Are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
Join our Patreon, and for the $20 tier, you can get 4 full-length ad-free episodes per month.
Along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there. So then, Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire, right? So these are direct quotes.
I used to call Richard Dusty Rose, by the way. Dusty Rhodes was Richard.
Dusty Rhodes, the real American dream.
Google what Dusty Rhodes looks like if you want to laugh.
So Dusty Rhodes, his trope was like hardworking blue collar American fucking. But let me just. The man was from Texas, so he had a little Southern accent, right? Mm-hmm. But he wasn't the air quote jive turkey they fucking portrayed him to fucking be. It was a character trope. And it said, the only thing, okay, so according to Bad News Brown, who was a wrestler, the only thing Sapphire did was dance with him after his matches.
Sexy dance.
And her character existed solely because Vince McMahon loved making racist jokes. Now, Bad News Brown's a little bit of a shit disturber, but I 1,000% believe this, because then Bad News Brown wanted Vince to call her another name, since apparently Sapphire is a racial term for a black woman.
I never heard of that.
I didn't either. And, you know, Bad News Brown is a black dude, and he was like, don't fucking call her character that.
Oh.
Well, Vince's response was, we're calling her Sweet Sapphire. Bad News Brown did not like that.
And fuck how you feel about it. Because they obviously don't care about shit. Oh my God.
Bonsai?
Bonsai.
And then you got white dudes with masks. Fucking the Orient Express. Just fucking crazy. And then Dusty Rhodes, a white wrestler, used, an air quote, this is from the article, jive talk, a slang that originated in African-American communities, particularly in the jazz scene in Harlem. Rhodes may have unintentionally perpetuated stereotypes. You think unintentionally? No. Rhodes perpetuated stereotypes about black people, reducing complex cultural expressions to a caricature for entertainment purposes. So in this article, it said, being from Texas, Dusty had a Southern accent and spoke in a similar cadence to his character. However, I went and looked up interviews. He had a Southern accent. No, he did not talk like the fucking character. Like all fast.
You know
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No, he didn't.
They were like, turn that shit up. No. Make it blacker. Turn it up.
Yep. So I've saved the best for last.
Oh, great. Who's next?
Akeem, the African dream.
I don't remember Akeem.
Packaged with a stereotypical jive speaking pattern and billed as being from deepest, darkest Africa. I'm going to show you a photo of Akeem. Let me show you. This, mind you, the deepest, darkest parts of Africa, okay? This. I can't wait to show you him. Bro, I...
That's dude that works at the gas station by my fucking house. Who is that?
Akeem.
The fuck is... No, it's not.
That is fucking crazy.
That's insane.
It is, it looks like Earthquake. If you're familiar with wrestling, Earthquake the Wrestler, it looks like him in a traditional African dress. This is not Akeem at all.
What the fuck?
Thank you, WWF.
Thank you. Thanks.
As I was fucking taking a trip down memory lane this morning, I was going, oh my God.
Like, do better.
There's so many I forgot about.
Yeah.
Especially this dude.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate. Will remembers even more than I do.
Mm-mm.
Regarding, you know, the inappropriate characters. And,
yeah. Storylines and shit.
Yeah. And then he went on to tell me that the men in wrestling were so fucked, high, angry, you know, there used to be a woman wrestler named Sunny. Sorry, I made these shake. A woman wrestler named Sunny. And if she wasn't behaving how the dudes wanted or being too much of a bitch, dude, they would take a piss in her purse, shit in her fucking bag. Like, wild. Nice.
Real charming.
Wild fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love very. It.
Yeah, so I thought fucking you would like to remember those.
I found a clip of this lady on TikTok. I don't know what her original account name was, but she made a backup account because they're trying to take her fucking account down. But her name is Nicole on her new page. I might share it in our highlights. But she confirmed, did I already tell you, she confirmed the cornucopia was part of the Fruit of the Loom logo? Did we already talk about that?
We didn't go into detail.
So she confirms it and finds like the original trademark application and shit, which lists the cornucopia in the description. You know, when you trademark something, you have to like, you know, have every detail because your ownership, you know, needs to be very specific. So she confirms it. Somebody finds a really old, like from the early 80s t-shirt that still has it.
And I very vividly remember it.
Yeah, she uncovered all of this shit about it, basically. I think we talked about it because it was in Shiloh, the wrestler's VHS tape or whatever. They showed a commercial that had it.
Yeah.
So this lady, unrelated to that VHS tape or whatever, but we saw like a tape that had a commercial paste cut in that had the original cornucopia logo.
Yeah.
Well, they did further digging and all this shit, and they're trying to take her account down, but it went as far as Elon Musk, who we aren't a fan of, but he even spoke on it on Joe Rogan's podcast about how the whole Mandela effect thing is actually a government experiment.
Yeah, I've always felt like
he spoke on it in great detail. I don't know what episode it is, but I'm sure it's easy enough to just Google and find the clip that'll reference everything. But I watched it and he's talking about how it's a government experiment and basically about them trying to change reality, which we all knew that they do in certain situations. For and sure. them that was an example of them testing it. And that they fuck with our heads. And they're going after her. She's been threatened with lawsuits. And
what?
Yeah, because...
If she found the trademark app and a shirt with the cornucopia, how the fuck are they going after her?
I don't know. Because Fruit of the Loom adamantly denies ever having it still. To where they even went as far as like on their website or something. They've shown every logo that they've had dating back to the 1800s when they first originated.
And why
they,
do so they many
They intentionally
of us?
Left it out, right? To like prove their point. And she's like, no, like it's listed here. On the fucking application for your trademark. So the government does experiments on us, even shit that seems like it's not a big deal and doesn't even matter. So imagine with the shit that matters, what they're fucking doing to us, you know?
Right.
It's gross.
It's like one big.
It's gross. Huge and we weren't wrong.
Science project.
Yeah, we are. We are.
It would be different if it was like 20 people remembered it.
Yeah.
You know, you can.
And people are saying shit like, well, wouldn't you be able to find more than this one t-shirt? Like, wouldn't millions of people have garments that still have that logo on it? But it's like, how many people have fucking underwear and shit from the early 80s or whatever, right, whenever it was? And I mean, I'm sure there are other and articles.
And there was Hanes. People was buying Hanes. What if they kept their Hanes t-shirts when they were weeding out their clothes? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, we've seen people able to wipe any trace of bad press from the internet, like wipe it. Like we know there's that capability.
Yes.
So you mean for a government experiment, they wouldn't be capable of wiping shit? Like, of course they can. So yeah, it was interesting. I kind of dove into that for a while because I knew I wasn't tripping and, you know, a lot of us knew we weren't fucking tripping about that. And this lady is like coming through with proof.
Like, I have this core memory from Kmart. I have a lot of
yes, core a lot.
Kmart memory.
Yes. Yes.
That's where Richard always got lost. And fucking we had to lock the store down. We were blue light specialers, okay? I'm going to get one tattooed one day.
Yeah.
But I have a very core memory. We used to hide in racks, mm-hmm, you know, like really well-behaved children. And I was in, we were in the dudes department in a t-shirt rack. And I have this core memory. It's a fucking, there was royal blue, there was a navy blue, like just regular pocket tees.
Yeah.
And the fucking tag with the cornucopia, like I can see it in my fucking head.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are assholes. And it is absolutely Bernstein Bears, not Stain.
No.
Nobody. McDonald's, when they had, and fuck McDonald's, by the way, but when they did their Happy Meal toys, I don't know, do you remember when they had the Bernstein Bears?
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't saying, come get you a Bernstein Bear Happy Meal.
Yeah. Bernstein don't even sound right. There was a cartoon. Like, we remember all of that. Like,
yes.
Fuck.
I had so mom and her fucking.
It's just them testing bonnet. So that they could, you know, they're already getting rid of history books, trying to erase history. This is just an example of them testing it. Like, how well can we wipe shit from their minds, you know, from the generations that are still alive that remember seeing it? How hard would it be to get rid of this? Of course they would do it. Yeah.
It's gross. Really angering because there's so many things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're just going to fuck with all these little things. And we're gonna make
people trust the world. Like, you're fucking with my brain at this point. You're trying to fuck with my memory.
They want people to not trust themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
They, you know, they want people. It's like master gaslighting.
Yes. On a government level.
The highest scale ever. Yes. It's really fucked.
It is fucked.
Fuck you guys.
Mm-hmm. Stop fucking with us.
Seriously, like, come on, man. The regular life be fucking with us enough. And now you guys got to do your dumb fucking little wiener shit. Like, come on.
We have some write-ins.
Hallelujah.
For them now. Okay. I thought I had one saved, but maybe I didn't.
Do you mind if I use the bathroom really fast?
Don't start this shit.
What? I'm not getting spaghetti.
Make it quick.
I'm going right there. Watch. I'll leave the door open.
Okay. We have some write-ins. I was going to tell you real quick before we started them. I did some squats the other day. Not even with no weights, just from the weight of all this fucking body that I got and this ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I did them during the day before we went bowling. So 2 days ago. Yesterday, I could barely.
Your booty cheeks hurting, huh?
Thighs. I could barely fucking squat to get on my toilet, on and off my toilet.
Your quads? Today,
yeah, and like underneath, my butt.
So your squats you did were quad hammy.
And like underneath my ass.
Did your butt hurt?
Under. Like not my actual butt, but under. Like so bad that I could barely, like, even this morning, even now, it's kind of hard, but I don't have to hold on to anything
right
now.
That's good. That means
but you worked muscle. That means I was out of fucking how out of shape I am.
Oh, I can't.
I only did like die. I don't even think I did 20, bitch. I only did maybe 15. And the next day to feel that way, like you need your ass whooped, bitch.
I can't. I'm with you. I'm like,
I could not believe it. I could not fuck it. We used to do sets, 3 sets of 25
with weights.
With weights. This was with no weight, and I did 15.
With like 50 pounds, 40 pounds of
what? Weights. What? I said, oh, I need my ass whooped. This don't make no fucking sense for me to be in this kind of pain.
God, now you got me.
And I could barely get on and off the fucking toilet.
You're using the handicap bars in my bathroom to get...
damn near. So I have weights at home. I'm going to just start doing them, like, because I got to get back to least where I was. Like, because what the fuck?
So... I really want to go tanning, right? Mm-hmm. There's tanning, a stand-up tanning bed at the gym. Yeah. How about we go tanning, but we can't leave without at least doing...
at least what we used to minutes. Do. Yeah, at least what we used to do.
Because we need to...
that wouldn't take a lot of time. We would be out in under an hour. Yeah, because I was like, oh, ain't this a slap in the face?
Because I refuse to buy a tanning membership. I'm like, it's the same exact bed. Like,
at the gym.
Yeah, and you don't deserve that reward.
No, you don't get to tan, bitch, until you can squat and not be dying the next day.
Yes, and you tan better after working out. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Well, that needs to happen because one set of 15 fucking squats with no weight whatsoever, not even a 5 or a 2 dumbbell in my, nothing, no weight.
Ugh.
Put me down like that.
It's heartbreak when you lose it and you have to start again from
scratch.
Yeah,
because I was strong and we didn't even go that long and I was fucking strong. So.
And it felt good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that needs to happen.
It does.
In the meantime, I'm going to start doing my weights
squatting
at home.
Piece.
Yeah.
Putting her over your head.
Just, I have weights, you know? Like, I don't have to use her. Like, I have fucking dumbbells. I can, what is the problem? Sure. Do it. Like, get off your ass and do it.
It's really hard.
It's hard to just get started. Yeah.
It's getting started.
Yeah. Because after once you're started, you're good. But it's getting started. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
And all of you that are self-motivated and can do all that great shit and disciplined.
High five.
For fun.
More power to you. High five.
I'm not.
Mm-mm.
I'm not.
All right. We have some write-ins. You want to read one?
Yeah, sure.
Here, you can read this one. It's not a screenshot, so you can scroll down.
Oh, thank God. I was going to say which fucking... I hope it doesn't move.
No.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I was writing in for a shout out to acknowledge someone I have been working with for the last year and a half. Her name is Trista. After I put her on to this podcast, she loved it so much, she ended up becoming a patron.
Thank you.
Thank you. LOL. Trista, I just wanted to let you know I'm so, so proud of you and the work you have put in to become the amazing, independent, badass you are today. I saw you drag yourself out of one of your lowest points with such grace, strength, and dignity. It only made you better, babe. Sorry. It only made you better, babe. Trust that every hard thing you have ever went through made you more resilient and has been building you to be the woman you were always meant to become. I know life hasn't been easy for you, and my prayers that you accomplish all of your dreams and God rains blessings down on you for such a good person with such a big heart. I pray you learn to see yourself through my eyes and believe that you are capable and worth every good thing that is happening to you. I pray your faith and resolve continue to strengthen and that you learn to trust yourself and trust God because you have a special mission on this planet. That mission is one a lot of us dysfunctional babies bear the burden of carrying. To break the generational curses and trauma by learning to love and care for ourselves the way we wish we would have been loved and cared for. And then giving that love back to the world by turning your pain into your purpose. I love you. I see you. I think you're so fucking amazing and I believe in you more than anyone. Keep going. And thank you to the other baddest bitches on the fucking planet. Don't make me say that.
Us? Me?
Pat and Crystal. You are everything. And I am so proud of what you've created here for the dysfunctional babies of the world. You help us all feel seen, heard, and understood. And that is such a gift. We love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
We love you.
And Trista, what fucking Trish said, dude. You got it.
That's very sweet.
That was really sweet. Very sweet, Trish. I love that.
Yeah. No one talks about me like that.
Fuck you.
Okay, I have one.
She's full of shit.
Where is it? Check that selfie out.
That's a good one. Very artsy. I like the lineage. It's a lot of lineage in there. Let's post it.
We'll post that. That's for you going guys. In highlights. What the fuck?
Okay. How'd you do that?
I was like, drunk? I think Mark walked in as I was taking one. Scared? So I went like this real quick and it created you art.
Stopped posing.
It created art when I snatched it away and tried to play it off.
I love it. It's okay. Great.
Hey, ladies. First off, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for creating this podcast and creating a safe community for all of us. You guys are absolute rock stars.
Thank you.
I hope we didn't already read this.
Well, it seems really nice about us, so read it again.
So read it two more times.
For real.
I'm glad you guys are looking for some laughs because I got quite a few to share. Growing up with a mom who loved her booze and a hippie stepdad.
Nope, we ain't read this.
Meant our household was never dull. I grew up in the Lafayette Hills in the 90s, but we didn't have the big, beautiful house you might expect. Nope, we lived on a little street that you didn't even know existed with four shack houses and four honk families.
I was going to say you lived in someone's in-law unit or garage.
Four shack houses. Oh, okay.
I love it. That sounds like the fun court.
I promise my family are good honks like Crystal.
Aw.
Anyway, one day my little stepsister and I were chilling on the couch watching TV when mom stumbled out of her room. Clearly, three sheets to the wind, her hair was tangled and flopped to the side, one strap of her overalls was hanging off, her mascara running down her face, and no shoes on.
We know what she was doing.
She grabbed her keys and headed out the door, and I'm like, great, this should be fucking interesting. Next thing I know, her 1998 blue Camaro comes crashing through the front door and demolishes the dining room.
It's me. It's Crystal, who put the car in fucking drive instead of reverse. Oh my fucking God.
But the fact you watched her go outside looking like that with her car keys, like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? Oh my God. Okay. Fuck. Where was I? Comes crashing
through the front door.
Crashing through the front door and demolishes the dining room table.
This is wonderful.
She has on overalls. She has no shoes on.
Mascara.
My sis is freaking out, screaming and crying while I'm just sitting there shaking my head thinking, did this bitch really just drive her fucking car into the house?
Totally.
Oh my God. Mom stumbles out of the car, slurs something incoherent, and heads straight back to her bed, and I'm left dealing with the aftermath, worried about what my stepdad will say. But when he gets home, he's surprisingly stoked. This is great. We can get the insurance company to fix up the whole place.
Good job, Carol.
I don't even know why I was worried. He was always looking for a way to scam big companies or the government. My dad would have made a positive out of driving your fucking car through the house.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. So apparently they claim the brakes failed, but let's be real. Mom just forgot to put it in reverse. I was convinced they'd get caught, but nope, they won the case. The insurance company ended up fixing the front of the house and her car. I'm still amazed she got away with it, but that was just my mom's MO. She always managed to wriggle out of trouble.
Good girl.
Thanks for reading. Sadly, I lost mom in 2020, but I've got plenty more wild stories about her antics if you're up for them. We always are.
Your mom sounds like a fabulous time. She sounds like Aunt Debbie.
Yes. As always, free Palestine and happy Pride. From Jen.
That was fucking great.
Jen, that was amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Hey, the fact that she fucking slammed through the fucking front door with the car and then just went and laid down.
Yeah, like, fuck this. They'll figure it out later.
As a tired adult now, like, I
feel her.
Oh, my God. Yes,
I feel her.
I get it. Like, I want to not forget it's in drive. I want to put it in drive.
Yes.
And ram it through shit and then just go lay down with one overall strap down. Like, your
and
mom.
And my hair wild and flopped over. Yes.
Like, this. Your mm-hmm. mom's a legend.
She is.
I'm sorry you joined the Dead Mom Club, but she sounds fabulous.
Yeah, we want to hear more about her.
For sure.
I don't know if we haven't read patrons in a while, and we need to get back to that.
Yeah.
The reason being, Patreon is moody, is finicky. How do we say it? Patreon
sometimes
is not
motherfuckers.
Sometimes they don't give us all the info. Sometimes the app is not accurate.
It glitches.
Sometimes it glitches.
Her
sometimes
app is different than my app.
We don't match. We never match. It's not always accurate.
And we're logged into the same account.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
Yeah. So for a while, we stopped doing it because it was not showing us new names. Mm-hmm. But we would see new names in the email. But not on the fucking new where you pull new names from.
Yep.
So I apologize to any new patrons that did not get to hear their name
read.
We're going to start fucking handwriting them from the email or, you know, and do it that way until they get the shit resolved.
And we're going to be implementing the cool new Patreon.
Yeah, we have a new system that we're going to set up so that, should we announce it?
Yes, people have been asking because they heard.
Yeah, because we just did it and then we didn't.
We've been talking about
do
it.
Anything with it. Like, so we created a voicemail.
Think 90s.
This is something that I had on my old show, and I remembered there were some that were a little wacky that we had to fucking edit out, but it was fun, and it gives our patrons that, you know, share stories that we love an opportunity to read them or recite them themselves and or ask questions themselves. This isn't going to be a place for like birthdays or whatever, but if you have a story that you want to share, or if you have you want some advice, you have a situation, call in, leave it on our fucking page or voicemail.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
And we're gonna fucking play it. This is going to be exclusive for Patreon, but on our regular episodes, you'll get to hear yourself. So that's just a fun way to include you guys also.
Yeah, and that is $20 tier.
Yes. Yes.
Plus, you know, you get an extra episode.
For everybody else, you know, you can still write in as usual. We'll read them. But if you want to hear yourself, that's a way to do it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really
excited.
And don't
get on there crank calling us and shit, because we're not going to fucking play it.
No. Seriously, we're not. So.
Yeah, we're excited for that and for you guys to hear it, because
I'm hella excited.
It took us a long time to fucking do it and set it up, and fucking, I think you'll be happy with the outcome.
Yes, you should have seen us recording our voicemail.
Yeah, for our pagers.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah.
I'm really, really can't wait to start listening to them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing you guys' voices, because we read it, and if it's a name we know, we might have an idea what you sound like. But like some of them, I want to hear in your fucking voice.
Yeah,
and hear how you tell the story or
and
how
your
you
inflection.
Ask for you ask for, you know, the question, ask your questions.
I want to hear if you guys fucking cry when you tell stories.
Yeah,
like me. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or giggle through shit. And,
yeah.
You know.
I think it'll be fun.
Same.
So sign up for Patreon. $20 tier. Bonus episodes. All that good stuff. You know. You heard our ad.
Live stream.
Our ad that we made because we're business women. You hear
it. You hear us being fucking professionals.
Yeah. Join us.
And leave a review. Because we love those.
Please. And recommend us to your friends and family.
Maybe your boss is cool. And that's all I got.
That's it.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed.